Welcome to Beyond the Noise. Here's Olivet Nazarene University's chaplain, Mark Holcomb.
This past spring, Terry and I were able to visit our grandkids who now live in Alabama. They live on a 20-acre piece of property that on it they're raising chickens, pigs, and rabbits. And they also have a 2-acre spring-fed pond. So, if I might add, the bass are already biting. Because of that, the kids and we spent a lot of time outdoors. And you know, the way you talk outside is different than the way you talk inside, or at least it should be. So that week we used a phrase a lot with the four grandkids, pleading with them when coming inside from outside to use their inside voices. I mean, you know what that means. You might have been asked to adjust your volume growing up in your home when coming inside after playing outside or when riding a car. The familiar plea from parents to please use your inside voice or use your car voice is fairly common, as it was for us with our grandkids. Well, related to our faith and seeking to live in the way of Jesus, there is a lot of noise related to the voices that shape us and the sounds that distract us. Distractions come at us all the time externally, but it also comes at us internally, our inside voices, if I may. Some of these voices are based on previously held beliefs that might need some correction, and they might have been a part of our life for a long time. They are deeply ingrained in us. Some of them come from situations that have shaped us in ways that oftentimes we aren't even aware of. They can become blind spots for us. There are a variety of ways that we hear and listen to inside voices. For those of us living in the way of Jesus, discerning which we should and shouldn't listen to is part of our journey. The ways and places we grew up shape our view of the world, but we have to always consider whether the ways we see or have seen and hear or have heard are through our lens or a kingdom lens. Related to this, one of my favorite authors is Dallas Willard, and I want to echo the words that he shares when it comes to discerning and listening to the right voices from his book, Hearing God, and I quote, "Jesus alerted his hearers to the fact that they might not be using their ears simply for hearing, but for other purposes as well, such as to filter and manage the message so it fits better their own lives and purposes. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Listening is an active process that may select or omit from, as well as reshape, the message intended by the speaker. Both the listening and our other ways of perceiving turn out to be fundamental displays of our character, our freedom, and our bondages, end quote. Freedom and bondages, inside voices. You know, we live in a time that transparency and honesty related to who we are is highly valued. We see a lack of character in a lot of our leaders, and sometimes when we see that, it creates disillusion in us and mistrust. And I like to say, though, in our day, with a generation that really values, known as millennials, what it means to be honest, I have to be honest to myself. So sometimes, you know, we even find out things about people that we had no idea or we wouldn't have imagined. You ever heard somebody use the phrase, "I may have done this, but this isn't really who I am"? See, I like to say in our culture, we don't have an integrity issue. We have a character issue based on these freedoms and bondages that Willard was talking about, these inside voices. Which are we listening to and how are they shaping us? I think that's what Willard and his quote, quoting the Gospel of Mark, is talking about when we are admonished to listen with a different set of ears, that we learn to hear the voice of God seeking to shape us from the inside out. We hear his voice, not just our own. Learning to listen to the right inside voice, if I may. You know, this is a journey that we're all on together, and I will pray for us, if you will pray for me, that we are discerning as we choose which voices we listen to, the inside voices, so to speak, and that God gives us ears to hear.
This has been Beyond the Noise with Chaplain Mark Holcomb. Watch Olivet Chapel services live or on demand at olivet.edu. Beyond the Noise is a production of Shine.fm.